Get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 12th. It's 2:34. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, everyone on the phone, if you could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Ted, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Sorry about that. I was just turning off my phone. I
Just
didn't hear
we're
what you
doing the
said.
roll call. So just
Okay.
everyone, if you could state your name for us.
Ted Wheeler, present.
Greg Whitehead.
Greg MacArthur.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. First up, board meeting minutes from our December 11th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review them? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to pull them up?
They looked accurate to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion to that effect then, Ted, to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the previous minutes.
I'll
Great.
second that motion.
Thanks, Double G. All those in favor say aye.
All right.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing. Let David put up the fourth quarter financials for us.
It might be worth pointing out right now, Greg MacArthur, you spelled your own name wrong on your stuff. Your name on your video is not spelled correctly.
I think it just preloaded it off the, I'm on my phone, so it preloaded it off the invite.
Okay.
So
Oh,
I've got pretty good at spelling my name over the years.
maybe not. Okay. Sorry to get
All
us
right.
distracted.
Well, we'll have to get mad at whoever spelled it wrong.
Okay.
Right, David, go ahead.
So,
Sorry.
for the financial statements as of Q4 2024, Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District number one in the balance sheet. In the general fund, we have a recorded a developer advance receivable of $9,570 to cover the accounts payable as of that same date of that same amount also. In the debt service fund, we have in the bond fund $1,254,039, and in the reserve fund, we have $941,017. In the capital projects fund, in the project fund, we have 13, excuse me, $23,170. And moving on to the general fund, statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We had expenditures a total of 39,944, so 14,831 of accounting, 8,000 accrued for auditing, insurance of $7,538, and legal expenses of $9,575. Other financing sources, we've had developer advances of $20,627 and transfers from other funds of $19,318. Moving on to the debt service fund. For revenues for the district of we've had interest income of $115,045. And expenditures, we've had paying agent fees of $4,000 and bond interest payment of $630,788. And then we've had other financing sources, transfers from other funds, $4,000 to cover those paying agent fees. That gives us an ending fund balance of $2,195,056. And moving on to the capital projects fund, revenues consisting of interest income of $24,553, expenditures of engineering costs of $25,884, and capital outlay of $1,692,352. And we've had transfers to other funds of $23,380. $18, giving us an ending fund balance of $23,170. Let me open it up to you guys if you have any questions or anything that you'd like to look into a little bit more.
This may not apply to what we just looked at, but as we're selling properties within the district, and those properties are paying property taxes, and part of those property taxes include the tax rate, the mill levy of this district. Where do we show the accounting for the revenues or the incomes that are coming from that?
So in the debt service fund, you'll start to see a line item here of revenues. So w typically what we do is in Q4, which so we I do not see any property tax revenues there. I'll just double check here as we're talking about this, but we'll have a line item of property tax revenues in this revenue section here, and we'll budget for that, and we'll have an actual amount. Usually, that comes into play in Q4 of each year when those bills go out to the property owners.
Okay, and they'll show
And
as a revenue
it'll
source.
show, yes, it'll show as a revenue. And then on the balance sheet, we will have a, oops, in our asset section, we'll have a receivable from the county treasurer and for that amount. And then, as the money comes in, then we'll offset that receivable and that money will be cash. And then based on the indenture, it'll get allocated differently. I believe you'll probably have a admin carve out for a certain amount. And then the remaining funds will go to pay for those paying agent fees, and after that to bond payments.
So, David, did you get a look at the check, the copy of the check that I sent you?
I open it up really quickly. Let's see
You have
here.
to scroll down to the bottom to see the check. But Greg, I think we just got our first one. We received it in December, but I didn't have the bank account open until January 3rd and deposited it. It was for 13,000 something. And I assume it doesn't really. I just got the check. It didn't give me details on what it was for.
From the Treasury or
From the county, Washington County.
okay, great.
So, yeah, Washington County, if they sent that in December, then that's taxes that they collected in November. And they would have cut a check on the 10th of December and sent that to you. And so,
And I think they did they talk to you, Michael?
Not recently. I mean, we've talked to him in the past.
I thought that there was a letter attached saying that they'd called you or something, but
Okay. And
anyway.
so with that mentioned, thanks for pointing that out. We were missing this amount as an estimated property tax revenue in there for 24. So we will update the and resend out the financial statements for Q4 to include, instead of this amount here, we'll go off of the actual amount that you guys received based on that check.
Okay.
But that one, yes, that one was missing. We'll just put it in, and so you'll see
I
in the
should have
debt.
sent it to you earlier, sorry.
No,
But I've given it to the bank, and they didn't deposit till the third because we couldn't get the account open till that point.
Okay, you've had better luck than I have with Zions Bank.
I'm going to give you my executive banker at Zions, and it was a learning process for him. So I think he could help you.
That would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
Okay,
So,
so
David, I couldn't see. So,
–
how much was
scroll.
the check for?
Sorry, let me pull that up.
Well, because I can't see yours. I pulled it up on my screen. So we estimated 12, 3.
Yeah, and it was
12.
13 something. You got to scroll down, like I said.
So
When you
that's a
open the
little more than
attachment,
we expected. All
a
right.
little bit. Yeah, a little bit more.
There you go.
13,102.80.
I bet some of that's got to be from previous years coming in.
What we'll do though is we'll record that, and based on kind of the discussions I've had with Hinton Burdick and on these property taxes, is we will be recording it as revenue for anything that would be received within the first 60 days of the following year. So
Okay.
if it's received in 2024 or basically the end of February, then so those first 2 months payments, January and February
They'll count it
payments,
back.
they'll count it back towards revenue as of 2024. Otherwise, we have to record it as deferred revenue, and then we'll reclass it to revenue as those funds are collected. But based on what I'm seeing on the taxrates.utah.gov site, we would have estimated, lower than what the actual payment was. So, I mean, we would have had to true it up anyway. So,
Yeah.
Hey, David, I have a question for you. On looking in that check, that address is no good for next year. So, how do we change that?
So the county treasurer for Washington County is David Whitehead. We could, give him a call, or either way, you could give him a call, or I can reach out to him and e via email, copy you, and ask him to work with you to get that address updated.
Okay. No, that'd be awesome.
We
Yeah.
can go in. He's my second cousin. I know him.
Oh, really? All
Yeah.
right. Well, change the address then on there, Greg.
I mean, I have to go in and talk to him, but it's not going to be an issue.
Okay.
Ted, just text me the information and or whatever you need me to do, and or email me and let me know.
Okay.
Washington County's great to work with. They're one of
Yeah.
the better ones to work with.
Yeah, that's good. Should we have it sent to Justin?
Probably.
Justin's address in
Yeah,
case I'm
I think
like
so.
in Florida or something.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
Yeah.
Justin, obviously, you guys know, is our in-house attorney.
Yep. Good guy.
He's on the board.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions with the financials, guys?
Just a quick one on the very top, that 9,569, was that all legal?
That is, I believe that might be a combination of legal and accounting. Let me open up the ledger and I can.
Because I know that Tri-State Funding paid some bills, so I don't know if how that works.
So we should have a funding reimbursement agreement in place. So we could reimburse the development company from the PID. We would just need to have the invoices and then do the requisition form.
Okay. I don't know. There's not that much money left in the project fund, right? Is that the current balance, right? As
That's
of
as of December 31st, yeah.
So there might be some interest or something accrued,
Yeah.
but
Wouldn't be a
if
significant amount with that balance, but
yeah.
yeah, there could be some.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There could be, I've got to assume there's a carve out that once we start receiving some property taxes, that gets carved out for the admin costs. I'd have to go back and look in the indenture. David, do you know off the top of your head?
I'm pretty sure there is one, but yeah,
Yeah.
I'd have to look also. I can also check there too if you'd like.
So going forward, Ted, we're going to be able to, The money who that comes in on the property taxes, some of it gets, I don't want to, it's not diverted, but we'll use the term diverted to go back to pay those admin costs.
Okay.
And I guess just really quickly, we can look at this in the budget. I believe I captured that property taxes here. We've estimated that coming in based on that 12,377 number. So that general fund transfers from other funds, 19,000. We have that 12,377 coming in, being deposited in 2025, and then that going out to the other fund as carve out. So I'm pretty sure I looked at it when I was putting the budget together. So there would be an admin carve out for this current year. That entire amount would go towards the admin carve out. I believe it needs to go to UMB first, those funds,
And
and then
then
from
they
there
would send them back
they would send it back
or move them
to you
over,
guys.
right?
Yeah. But I can double check on that too, to make sure the order is correct. But I think there's only a few districts in the state that they don't send it to UMB first. And they're some of the first ones that were set
Yeah.
up.
Red Bridge Medical School, probably.
Yeah.
Okay,
So.
so yeah, Ted, with that 23 and then the 12,377, I mean, we're talking 36 in that account that
Yeah.
we could use then.
All right, sounds good. Okay, well, thanks. That sounds
Okay. Anything else, board?
no, not from
No.
me.
Okay. Then what I would need is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Well, pending those amendments too.
Oh.
I'll make them so I'm sorry, say the motion again.
To accept the financials as presented with the amendments.
Okay. I'll make a motion to accept the financials as presented with the amendments that were proposed.
I'll second.
Thanks, Ted. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, board, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
I don't.
Okay. I got your email with the updates. I'll hurry and plug those in. And so look for an email from the share file, write signature that I usually will send them to you. That way you
Okay.
can sign and then I can get it filed. So,
Okay, sounds good. Do you
okay.
show those as pending or in escrow? Is that why you're talking about the
No, I was talking about the quarterly report.
oh, the quarter. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So,
I'll
okay.
make motion. I'll make motion for this board that I was driving through the auto mall just this week, and the landscaping looks fantastic. Ted, you did a great job.
Great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. If there's nothing else, somebody take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Greg.
I'll second.
Thanks, Double G. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, thanks guys, appreciate it.
Okay, David, do you want me to call you right now or you want to call me?
See. So